Today is Thursday, October 31st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Halloween. Happy Halloween to everyone. It's also National Magic Day, National Knock Knock Joke Day, National Doorbell Day, National Girl Scout Founders Day. I guess that would, I don't know, is Girl Scouts global? I don't think it is. And also National Caramel Apple Day. I'm not a fan of caramel apples because caramel sticks to your teeth. I sound like an old man, but caramel sticks to your teeth. Caramel? Caramel? How do you say it? It sticks to your teeth, and I don't like, generally, I mean, okay. If a candy bar has caramel in it, that's okay. Or if, like, a flan has caramel on top of it, because it's more of a caramel sauce, and it's thin, and it doesn't stick to your teeth. It's a flavor. So I like the caramel flavor, but I don't like the chewy texture of, I guess I'm just not a big chewy person. I don't like Tootsie Rolls. I don't like taffy. I don't like Twizzlers or what's the generic word? Licorice sticks or whatever they're called, the generic word for it. I don't like mochi or mochi because, again, texture. And also that texture of, so the caramel squares that people would eat, not a big fan, not because of flavor, because the flavor is good, but I don't like that texture and I don't like things sticking to my teeth. Maybe it's because I had braces for years. I had braces for probably 4 years of my junior high school career because I had some bad teeth. Now they look great. My teeth are fantastic now, but I had teeth coming in on top of other teeth because I didn't have enough room in my mouth and other things. And they tell you, do not eat things. Do not eat candy that will stick in your braces. And it's very hard to get it out of your braces as well. It's just very difficult. I just got a text message that orchestra rehearsal was canceled tonight. Ba-da! So happy. I didn't want to go. I'm not a big fan of rehearsal. I like to perform, but I don't like to rehearse. That was always my problem. I had talent, but I didn't like to practice. And I would force myself to practice when it would come to competitions because I wanted to do well in competitions. I wanted to make first band, first chair, which I did. I mean, I'm a good trumpet player. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not a big rehearser. And here's what we do at church orchestra rehearsal. We sit down. Everybody's there around 6:30. And everybody chitter chats. And it's gotten so, and we don't start rehearsing until maybe 7 o'clock. Some of the orchestra members have gotten frustrated and don't show up now until 6:45, 6:50, but I'm a rule follower and the rehearsal is supposed to start at 6:30. So I get there and I'm usually a very patient person, but last week we didn't start until around 7 and I was like, okay, whatever. And then we play one song, and then people start chatting after that song, and probably 10 minutes go by before we practice. I'm like, come on, I've got better things to do with my time than have social hour with you people. I'm here to rehearse. Let's rehearse. And so anyway, regardless, we're not rehearsing. Just got a text on my watch, and there you go. Good. Makes me happy. So bottom line, back to what I was originally talking about, because I want to circle back. Let's circle back to what I was talking about. I just don't like that texture, and I'm not a big candy person anyway, so caramel apples, and I don't like apples, because as you guys know, I'm not a big fruit person. I like vegetables, maybe caramel asparagus. I do I do like vegetables. I'm just not a big fruit person for whatever reason. And I do. I was just listening to Kathy Bacon to her podcast. And I was thinking about that because I'm rambling and she was talking about rambling. But I was just listening to her podcast and she was talking about being a sweets person. And it's weird because I am a sweets person. But I am not a candy person. The difference is I like cake, I like pies, I like pastries, but there needs to be some substance. Things that feel like you're just eating straight up sugar, I do not like. Although we do have Halloween candy right now, and I only bought the stuff that I like. Which I like Mounds, which I know is a really old, I think is a really old person candy. It's the one with coconut inside of it. I really like Almond Joy the best. They didn't have Almond Joy because I like the addition of the one nut on it. But anyway, we bought all these miniature Kit Kats, Mounds, because that's all they had. M&M's of different varieties, peanut butter M&M's, regular M&M's, and peanut M&M's, which are my favorite M&M. I do enjoy a peanut M&M. And something else, Snickers, which is my favorite candy bar. Snickers is my favorite. And I know I just said I don't like candy, and I don't. I rarely eat candy. And if I eat candy, I have to have something with it, salty, because candy is just too sweet on its own. So normally I'll have some chips and some candy so I can balance out the sweetness because it is just too sweet. Bottom line, happy Halloween, everyone. Let me know what candy you like. We never do this. And the reason I don't do it is because I'm afraid no one is going to call or write in if I ask. And then I will feel rejected and neglected. But you know what? I'm going to ask and we'll see if anyone does it. Call or write in and let me know what your favorite Halloween candy is. And if you want to add something additional, what is the favorite costume that you have ever dressed up as? Mine, when I was in college, our LGBT GLBA, I think is what we called it, Gay and Lesbian Bisexual Association, something like that, GLBA, we had a Halloween party and we dressed up. It was a dress up Halloween party. We put dry ice in a swimming pool. It was so cool. Anyway, so the whole pool was, you know, foggy. It was really cool. But we all dressed up and I dressed up as kind of Lestat from Interview with a Vampire. And I've told this story before. I got actual hair extensions. I mean, actual hair extensions. This is probably why I don't have hair now. But I found someone. It's so weird. There was a lady buying hair extensions and supplies at one of these Sally Jesse Raphael Sally Beauty. Is that what it's called? Sally Beauty. So there was a lady at Sally Beauty buying supplies. And I was so dumb. She says, oh, what are you looking for? And I was telling her, oh, I want to go as a vampire but I want the long blonde hair from the movie, from Interview with a Vampire. Brad Pitt, I think, had long blonde hair in that. And I said, I want the long blonde hair. And so I'm getting extensions. And she said, you know, I do extensions. I do my own, but I also, and she did, she had extensions. She's like, I do my own, but I also do extensions for other people. Would you be interested in me doing your extensions? And I just trusted this stranger to give me extensions. But she did a good job. But I just met her in a Sally Beauty. I don't know if I must have paid her, but I don't remember whether I paid her or not. But anyway, it was not a super good decision because the problem was, it looked great, and it looked like I had long, straight, blonde hair. It was great, but getting it out was a bitch. It was so difficult. It was really difficult to get out. I had blonde hair at the time. I dyed my hair blonde. or I bleached my hair blonde at that point in my college career. That's before any of the Pride 48 people knew me. By the time you guys met me, I think I was past my blonde phase. I'm pretty sure. So we do have a contact from Gary. So yeah, everyone text 479-221-9393. Text me and tell me what your favorite Halloween candy is. But Gary in Portland texted and said, thanks for telling about the Turkish bath. I was being a Baptist during the mix. It was annual meeting for churches in our area. I will volunteer to give baths. Okay, Gary. Well, I don't live in the same area as you, but it is fun. It's a relaxing experience for sure. I wonder whoever decided, oh, we're just going to pour suds on someone and that's going to be relaxing. You're not laying in a bubble bath. You're getting suds poured on top of you. It's an interesting concept, to say the least. So anyway, what else can we talk about today? I didn't write anything down. I was going to complain about orchestra, and then lo and behold, it was canceled. So what am I going to do with myself tonight? I have started my React Native course for... I'm doing two things. I think I mentioned it. This is a framework. I don't want to get too in the weeds, but it's a framework that's used for both web development. So something like a website that you would open in a browser, but also mobile development. There was another framework that I really wanted to learn more, but React is more prevalent in the actual business world out there in the market. There are more jobs available, and the Spit Valve Factory uses it. So what I'm going to do is first, because I don't know React at all, and so I'm going to learn the web component first. And that's like a 65-hour course on Udemy. And then I'm going to do the mobile, which is probably another 65 hours or something. But in the meantime, I'm going to create 4 or 5 different websites and 4 or 5 different mobile apps, and I'm going to create a profile website that's like a business website for myself, adamburns.com or something. That is not available, I'm sure, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to create a portfolio. And when I start applying for other stuff, other jobs, even within the Spit Valve Factory, I'm going to add that portfolio as a link so folks can go and see. And I have a couple of ideas of unique things that I can create that will be helpful to me, like an app to replace Noom for my diet and exercise logging. I know other ones exist, but something that I'll use. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. Let me know your Halloween candy favorites. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.